I invite you to find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Consciously breathe in and out, allowing your breathing to become slower and deeper. Become aware of your breath, the air by which you live. Notice how your body moves as air comes into it, and then again as it leaves. Think about nothing but the simple gift of breathing. Breathing is our most basic act. It connects us to the larger world in an immediate way. Normal breathing is an involuntary activity that goes on unnoticed in the background of our lives, like the quiet hum of a steam engine at rest, and both its beginning and its end are involuntary. As we are born, we take our first breath, and we breathe until one day we take our last. These two moments mark the boundaries of our lives as human beings, a time in which our breath is our constant and most important companion. With every breath, we are taking into our lungs air that has blown on the winds of the earth. We inhale oxygen that is a gift not just from the grasses and bushes around this church, but also from the forests of the Amazon and the phytoplankton of the South Pacific. Each breath we exhale joins the breaths of volcanoes in Java and pandas in China. The air we breathe is used by all of the life forms with which we share this sacred earth. We breathe in relationship with nature. Every breath also links us with every other human being who has ever lived. Air still lingers from the words of Muhammad and from the Sermon on the Mount. We take into ourselves air from the sighs and pledges of ancient lovers, from the breaths of Black Elk and Sappho, of Martha Graham and Henry David Thoreau, of Gandhi and Pocahontas. Every breath we take contains the history of the earth. Let us continue our reflection a little longer and in silence. The mystery is that we are connected even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.